I've already moved in. I have a gigantic, huge clay house that has two rooms. It's huge. These people have so much effort. They, like, made the latrine and everything in, like, 3 days.
So what's the name of your new village?
It's called Tonka.
Tonka.
Tonka, T-A-N-K-A. Since I switched villages, like, this village has much more money. Like, they eat much more a variety of food. They have bicycles. I mean, one lady sold three goats at the market and instantly made 37,500 seifa.
Wow.
You know, divide that by 500, that's in dollars, but that goes a long way.
So you're doing like a radio show now?
It's a really small station. It's only on for 4 hours a day. It's on FM, and basically Domina and Tonka can get it because it's the bush. There's like a city, and then there's bush.
Yeah.
So it's a super weak antenna. They're on for 4 hours a day, and Peace Corps has like a half-hour slot. We only end up using like 5 or 10 minutes because we don't know what to write. We don't know what to say on the radio. So we have this tech manual that was given to us at the training stage.
Yeah.
There are sample dialogues and little lessons about, like, if your kid has diarrhea, how to make a sugar salt solution. If your kid's getting conjunctivitis, you need to mix water and salt so it tastes like tears and put it there and shoo the flies away so they don't bring disease.
Well, that sounds like pretty compelling programming to me.
You really think so?
Well, I mean, you know, what you have to do is you have to find some creative way of getting the message across. You have to, put on like little radio plays of people in a situation where they need to brush flies away or something.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there are sample dialogues written in this book already.
Uh-huh.
And the people who did this radio show before us, they already read those. After a while, that gets boring.
Did they give you access to a tape recorder so you could record interviews with people who need help with the flies?
No, Dad. This place is dirt poor. I mean, they're not going to, like, loan me a tape recorder.
I can send you a tape recorder. We know you. We've got cassette recorders here. I can send you one.
Okay, send me one. But it's regular-size old-fashioned cassettes, right?
Regular-size old-fashioned cassettes, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what they have.
So tell me, what is your diet like? Because when you told me you were 98 pounds, I was a little worried. Have you gained some of the weight back?
I haven't weighed myself yet, but... Well, all the men here that I've seen are, like, totally losing weight. Like, all our pants are falling down.
Well, so what are you eating?
My new village, they come and bring me food every night, so wow. I don't even have to cook.
Oh, my gosh.
And one time, three families came at the same time, and I'm like, Ifo no ni kandai say. He's like, what did you bring me? She's like, I kande haru, and that's, like, the millet with the sauce. And I'm at the same time, she's laughing because I'm already eating from someone else's pot. Thank you. Oh, I got sick again. Let me tell you about this.
Yes?
I went up to the top of this big sand dune by myself because it was really small and you can see the village from the sand dune. And so I went, like, starting at 6:45, like right when the sun came up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is so nice, beautiful. It didn't feel hot at all. I came down and I had seen this guy. He was the school guardian. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure what he does. But he's like, hey, oh, I didn't see you. Why didn't you come to school that day? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, well, maybe we should go for a walk. I'll show you the thing. I'm like, okay. And so we walked all around, and we stopped rice and beans at a place. And then it started getting really hot. Like 10:30 a.m., it's already really hot.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, well, I'm going to go back. And he's like, okay, fine. So I go back, and I'm fine. But at 3:45, like, my stomach started to totally hurt, and I, like, threw up. In the sand.
How discreet.
And it's like,
so did you get checked?
Dad, I was in the bush.
So what'd you do?
So I threw up. Excuse me, let me finish.
Okay.
So the Megari is the chief of the village. And he's like, you should never walk like that ever again. It's hot. You have to rest for a while. And he was so mad. So it was like delayed heat exhaustion or something.
Yeah.
I felt much better the next day.
Now, how do you know when to wake up in the morning?
There's prayer calls, like the first prayer call, since this is a Muslim country, is at 5:30 in the morning. So if depending on where you're sleeping and how loud your prayer call is, you'll wake up with that. But, I mean, I tend to go to bed at like 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. because I'm just tired. But now it's just freaking hot.
Yeah. How freaking hot?
It's been like 112, 113.
Yikes. And so what do you do from sunup to 9 o'clock at night? What do you do all day?
Well, there's this great verb that everyone should know, too. It's called fakarai. That means to chat.
You chat.
People just sit around in the shade, and they chat. They chat with their friends. They just chat. They greet everyone who passes by.
Doesn't anybody, like, go to work? Do they have jobs?
They're farmers, Dad.
Oh.
That's all they do.
But, I mean, they have to have, like, festivals or events or barn dances or something, don't they?
Well, the young girls dance on the paved road at night, and they make a lot of noise. So I complained about it once, and I was like, and then asked some other guy who lived on the other side, like, even closer to the road than I'm like, so do they keep you up at night? He's like, yeah, I can't sleep at all. So this guy that told you, his name is Adamu, and he has 3 children and 1 wife, and he likes to take pictures. I guess he basically is a photographer. And anything I say, like, he'll put it into memory, and he'll, like, solve all my problems.
Wow.
So I've given him a key to my house while I'm gone, decided to pay him 100 francs per day. I go, oh, I saw a mouse in my house last night. He's like, oh, do you have a mouse trap? Wait, I have one. Let me go get it. So he goes all the way back to his house, and he brings back a mouse trap. And all I can feed the mouse is, like, onions. I don't have anything else to give it.
Hey, can this guy take some pictures of you?
He can, but I said no. I don't want the picture.
Or just have him hold your camera.
Okay, well, April takes pictures with digital camera, and she uploads the stuff.
Get in front of her camera.
But she doesn't live in my village. You want to take pictures of me?
Yes.
In front of the American flag in the Baleara Hosta with fly swatters hanging down off it? I mean...
Sounds like a great picture to me. And don't become somebody's third wife or something.
I'm not going to marry anybody. This guy's really nice, but if he ever gets near me like those other boys did, he will be, like, banned from the village. And the Magari, the chef de village, is his cousin, so he's going to watch out.
Well, now, so I get back to the basic question. Are you still happy with your decision?
Okay. Well, honestly, I would say that I'm very impressed with Peace Corps and their willingness to help and the good job to do. But the work hasn't started yet, and the language hasn't come yet. And I would say that this is a good experience, but probably not one that I would repeat. And so I'm glad that I'm doing it now while I'm young.
Emily, we love you.
Yeah.
Okay, we love you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.